Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 73. Glory, honor, praise, and pure oblations unto God the Lord belong. Come into his presence with thanksgiving. Come before him with a song. In his hand is all the power of nations. Sing to him, ye joyous congregations, psalms of gratitude and praise unto God the Father raise. Hymn number 73. The scriptural will be given by Janet from Georgia.
2 Thessalonians. Be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by the letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. But we are bound to give thanks alway to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which hath loved us, and hath given us everlasting consolation, and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts, and establish you in every good word and work.
Let's now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook.
Our Father, which art in heaven.
Our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 283. Praise we the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Let us extol him with joyous and loving endeavor. Come, let us sing, praising our God and our King. Should we be silent? Ah, never. Hymn number 283.
Thank you.
morning and welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin every Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion. And I don't know how, but they keep getting better. So if you missed it, you really need to get it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. Or you can also find it on our YouTube channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets every Sunday at 11 a.m. And that Sunday school has its own teleconference number so that if you don't live in the area and you have a child of Sunday school age, that child can attend by just dialing our conference number. So if you would like, please call us, and we'd be happy to give you the number, and very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives saved through the study and practice of Christian Science. And we have a nursery for infants and toddlers at all of our services and meetings. And let's see, we've been busy printing again. The latest edition of Forum Highlights has been printed and mailed to subscribers. So you should be getting that soon. It's also on our website for those of you who like to access through our website. We had a really good Bible study session yesterday. And the next Bible study will be 3 weeks, not 2 weeks, but 3 weeks from now. It'll be on Saturday, May 22nd. So mark your calendars and check the website for the study questions. And please join us in 3 weeks, Saturday, May 22nd at 10 a.m. And we have, as many of you know, we have a number of websites in many different languages where we have translated the Word of God into many languages, and we reach literally every corner of the world. And we provide it all free of charge. Freely we have received, and freely we are giving, which is why we appreciate all of the financial support that we receive from those of you who generously support this cause of Christian Science. And on our English website, there's a really good article that I would like to point out entitled God the Rewarder by Reverend G.A. Kratzer. I recommend it highly. God the Rewarder. Everyone is welcome here, and that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we're going to have the reading of a testimony from Miscellaneous Writings, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading this morning will be given by Elsie from Alabama.
Dear Madam, I have been a sickly person all my life until a few months ago and was confined to my bed every little while. It was during one of my many attacks that your book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, was handed me. I read it only a very short time when I arose well, went out into the kitchen, prepared a large dinner, and ate heartily of it. I have been up and well ever since, a marvel to my friends and family, and sometimes they can hardly believe it. And I'm feeling grateful. I must tell you of it. I wish everybody would read your book, for all would be benefited by it. Gratefully yours, Anna M. Smith.
The lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 10 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Everlasting Punishment. The golden text is from Isaiah. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. For I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. The responsive reading is from Luke. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment,
and stood at his feet, behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment.
Now, when the Pharisee, which had bidden him, saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner.
And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head.
Thou gavest me no kiss. But this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet.
My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment.
Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little.
And he said unto her, Thy sins are forgiven.
Fairley from Maryland will now read.
The Holy Bible. Jeremiah. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Joel. Therefore also now saith the Lord, Turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. Isaiah. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Luke. Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And after these things he went forth, and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, Follow me. And Levi made him a great feast in his own house. And there was a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with them. But their scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, Why do ye eat and drink with publicans and sinners? And Jesus answering said unto them, They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. Joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. And he said, A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father's have had bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and had compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and no more am I worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. Now his elder son was in the field, and he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might marry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. Psalms. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me, for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. Isaiah. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. I have formed thee. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee.
Carol will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. The design of love is to reform the sinner. Divine love corrects and governs man. Men may pardon, but the divine principle alone reforms the sinner. To cause suffering as the result of sin is the means of destroying sin. Every supposed pleasure in sin will furnish more than its equivalent of pain until belief in material life and sin is destroyed. To reach heaven, the harmony of being, we must understand the divine principle of being. God is love. More than this we cannot ask. Higher we cannot look. Farther we cannot go. To suppose that God forgives or punishes sin according as his mercy is sought or unsought is to misunderstand love and to make prayer the safety valve for wrongdoing. It is related in the 7th chapter of Luke's Gospel that Jesus was once the honored guest of a certain Pharisee by name Simon, though he was quite unlike Simon the disciple. While they were at meat, an unusual incident occurred, as if to interrupt the scene of Oriental festivity. A strange woman came in, This woman, Mary Magdalene, as she has since been called, approached Jesus. Did Jesus spurn the woman? Did he repel her adoration? No. He regarded her compassionately. Nor was this all. Knowing what those around him were saying in their hearts, especially his host, that they were wondering why, being a prophet, the exalted guest did not at once detect the woman's immoral status and bid her depart. Knowing this, Jesus rebuked them with a short story or parable, and so brought home the lesson to all, following it with the remarkable declaration to the woman, "Thy sins are forgiven." Why did he thus summarize her debt to divine love? Had she repented and reformed, and did his insight detect this unspoken moral uprising? She bathed his feet with her tears before she anointed them with the oil. In the absence of other proofs, was her grief sufficient evidence to warrant the expectation of her repentance, reformation, and growth in wisdom? Which was the higher tribute to such ineffable affection, the hospitality of the Pharisee, or the contrition of the Magdalene? This query Jesus answered by rebuking self-righteousness and declaring the absolution of the penitent. Truth, God, is not the father of error. Sin, sickness, and death are to be classified as effects of error. Christ came to destroy the belief of sin. We acknowledge God's forgiveness of sin in the destruction of sin, and the spiritual understanding that casts out evil as unreal. But the belief in sin is punished so long as the belief lasts. Reform comes by understanding that there is no abiding pleasure in evil, and also by gaining an affection for good, according to science, which reveals the immortal fact that neither pleasure nor pain, appetite nor passion can exist in or of matter, while divine mind can and does destroy the false belief of pleasure, pain, or fear, and the sinful appetite of the human mind. Evil is sometimes a man's highest concept of right until his grasp on good grows stronger. Then he loses pleasure in wickedness, and it becomes his torment. The way to escape the misery of sin is to cease sinning. There is no other way. This conviction that there is no real pleasure in sin is one of the most important points in the theology of Christian Science. Arouse the sinner to this new and true view of sin. Show him that sin confers no pleasure. And this knowledge strengthens his moral courage and increases his ability to master evil and to love good. The basic error is mortal mind. A moral question may hinder the recovery of the sick. Lurking error, lust, envy, revenge, malice, or hate will perpetuate or even create the belief of disease. Errors of all sorts tend in this direction. Your true course is to destroy the foe and leave the field to God, life, truth, and love, remembering that God and his ideas alone are real and harmonious. Man's wisdom finds no satisfaction in sin, since God has sentenced sin to suffer. The necromancy of yesterday foreshadowed the mesmerism and hypnotism of today. The drunkard thinks he enjoys drunkenness, and you cannot make the inebriate leave his besottedness until the physical sense of pleasure yields to a higher sense. Then he turns from his cups as the startled dreamer who wakens from an incubus incurred through the pains of distorted sense. A man who likes to do wrong, finding pleasure in it and refraining from it only through fear of consequences, is neither a temperate man nor a reliable religionist. The sharp experiences of belief in the supposititious life of matter, as well as our disappointments and ceaseless woes, turn us, like tired children, to the arms of divine love. When we fully understand our relation to the divine, we can have no other mind but his, no other love, wisdom, or truth, no other sense of life, and no consciousness of the existence of matter or error. The destruction of sin is the divine method of pardon. Divine life destroys death. Truth destroys error. And love destroys hate. Being destroyed, sin needs no other form of forgiveness.
Let's now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 395. Word of life, most pure, most strong, lo, for thee the nations so long, spread till from its dreary night all the world awakes to light. Hymn number 395.
Thank you. Sing ye aloud with gladness.
Let's now sing hymn number 169. Lead, kindly light, amid the encircling gloom, lead thou me on. The night is dark, and I am far from home, lead thou me on. Keep thou my feet. I do not ask to see the distant scene, one step enough for me. Hymn number 169.
From the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal era. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen.